time of year again. Earlier this week, as I began preparing a homily about the gospel parable of the two sons, I don't know for whatever reason, but my brother who died the week before we opened his church kind of came to mind. I thought, I better be very careful what I say because he'll send a little lightning bolt down here if I make him look bad in any way. So I chickened out of the gospel and I figured I better switch to some of the other readings. As a good number of you, I hope, recall, over the last 18 months, members of our pastoral council and our parish staff and another number of parishioners have been working together to formulate a pastoral plan for now through 2021. In fact, if you recall last year, we talked about in the beginning, front of the missalettes, the statement of our vision and mission. And the plan's been developed now for goals and objectives and core values, and really it's going to guide the almost 50 different parish ministries we have going on at this point in the church. Now, I know that some church people especially kind of think that stuff about visions and missions, that's kind of mumbo-jumbo from the corporate world. What's that have to do with the church? But I'm convinced that having a clear direction and purpose really enables us to be faithful to who we're called to be as a parish community before God. The idea of having a vision and a mission is not something of modern times. In fact, I'm going to ask you today to kind of listen to St. Paul because he actually gives the Philippians that same kind of a mission about what the parish community in Philippi ought to be like. Paul gives us 3 points. The first is unity of purpose. He says, make my joy complete by being of one same mind, thinking the same thing, going in the same direction. Paul sees that it's important for us with our different gifts and personalities to be united in the goal and purpose of where we're headed. 2, Paul says, be united in heart and focus on the love that comes from God in Jesus Christ. The second key point for Paul is a clarity of focus. Ultimately, everything we do is measured in light of our commitment to love God in Jesus Christ. That's the starting point for everything we do, says Paul. 3, Paul says, do nothing out of selfishness, but regard others' needs as more important than your own. A commitment to serve others. Paul recognizes that for the young community at Philippi to be faithful to the mission Jesus has given them, they need a unity of purpose, a clarity of focus on God, and a commitment to serve one another's needs. What's true of Philippi is true of St. Elizabeth too. So I'm going to ask you this week to just commit 2 minutes. If you get interested, take a few more minutes. 2 minutes to go on to the parish website. First off, take a little look at the homepage, see what's there. Browse around some of the links. But then go to the section of pastoral planning and go through and look again at what's being proclaimed as the vision and the mission and the core values of why we exist as a parish community. Take some time to talk with one another in the family among your Catholic neighbors about this is what God calls us to be at St. Elizabeth. A unity of purpose, a clarity of focus, and a commitment to serve one another. That's the only way, despite all the wonderful things we do here and there, we as a church will be faithful to what God calls us, as he called Philippi Christians too long ago. Take a few minutes, check out the website, and reflect on what we're supposed to be.